CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday. Umelele is here. CS Angwene is here. Gugu is sick.
Oh, shame.
Yeah, in fact, I asked Gugu how he was this morning, and he sent me this voice note. Do you want to hear how he's sounding?
The man flu is a very real thing.
It's a real
thing,
but
it is.
I told you that this guy was sick and he felt sorry for himself yesterday, and then he messaged me last night. And you could even hear the tone in the WhatsApp.
He's like, "Oh, I'm not gonna come in tomorrow."
He sent a voice note.
Well, yeah. I think. Oh no, he called me. Sorry.
"I'm not coming in tomorrow."
Yeah. So I just said to him, "Yeah, yeah, better that you don't." And now you know how I get. Like, I've now feel like I've got a tickle at the back of my throat.
No. Don't think about that.
No, but look, I'm not going to. Did anyone else have rain last night?
Yes.
Yes.
And some serious thunder and lightning.
But then I also had no electricity last night. Our whole complex was out.
Oh, really?
Just your complex.
You think it was knocked out?
So not real load shedding.
You think it was knocked out by like the lightning?
I didn't even want to think about it so much. I got home a little after 5 p.m. You know, just Mondaying. I walk into my place. I'm trying to just, you know, get into my routine. Switch the lights on. I wanted to have a cup of tea. And just everything was off. And I thought, I'm not going to stand for this. I called my sister there and then, like, "Hey, can I come over?"
Oh, so you just went over there?
I went over.
Did you go home to sleep, though?
No, I packed a bag. I stayed over there overnight. Okay. I didn't want to deal with admin on a Monday.
I know it sounds ridiculous and a little bit defeatist, but I like it when it's raining and the power's out and I just have to sleep. I don't have to do other stuff. It's really quite nice. Like, I lie in bed and you listen to that rain. It's very therapeutic, I'm telling you. You don't need to worry about, oh, I've got to do this email, or I've got to send this to somebody, or I've got to watch this TV show. There's no stress. Electric stuff is not working, so you just switch it off and put it away.
I think voluntarily it's nice.
Yeah.
Involuntary getting into that situation, no, it's not. Because I had a whole plan in place. I wanted to do things yesterday, and it just disrupted everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't try to do so much stuff on a Monday. That's your fault.
I'm still a bit grumps from that yesterday.
Shame.
I'll be better today.
I like it when it rains. Oh, man. And we haven't had a full night of rain yet, so there's nothing better in the world than waking up and it's raining. I used to remember at school, what it meant was we wouldn't have to do all those dumb things like PT. You remember doing physical education? Do you remember that, Pums? It's too long. Like, Sia, you don't remember that, do you?
No, because I hated sports.
And you'd have to take
school.
That shit in a little separate bag, and then
yes.
the PT teacher was always the worst person in the whole school. And then they'd make you run around the field or some dumb shit like that.
You know we're going to get people who are like, "Oh my gosh, no, sports with unity.
Sure.
You guys just never understood." No, I never prescribed to that.
Some
I hated
head.
It. I used to always just talk to Jesus a lot on the days of my
And you just
sports.
Said, please, like, can it rain? Can,
For what was no.
Can rain?
Yeah,
you have like emergency tests.
Did
that
you
we
also
need to
have
do?
those big sports meets between all the different schools and then everybody would get together and... Oh, my God, I hated those things. I hated them so much. Even if I wasn't participating. And I would... You remember, like, athletics? I would do whatever was the least energy-consuming one of them all. So it would be, like, high jump or whatever. And then I'd do that, right? And then I'd do my event, and then you have to go and sit there with everybody else and sing these dumb songs. I hate being part of a team. I hate it so much. It used to drive me up the wall. I would be so destructive. I would be telling people, "Don't sing now. Don't do this. Don't participate."
Okay, I'm gonna say it.
What?
I was one of those people that absolutely loved
you.
No.
My school was weird.
You loved it.
Let me just.
Did you love it?
Let me just put it
okay.
out there.
Okay, let's hear you out
was
first.
Weird. My school was weird.
Yeah, you
right?
went to a German school.
So our school sports day was, you got a little, you got your sheet of paper to get yeah. all of your times and marks and whatever.
Okay.
And there was like running and high jump and long jump and all sorts of
right.
field type stuff. And you just got on with it. Like you there were like... three long jump, high jump stations. There was, you know,
oh, wow.
timed. So you just spent your day kind of filling in your thing. You went and ran.
And you were into
and
this?
You got your, and you, so it wasn't exactly like your one, you know, like inter
yeah, yeah, inter
kind
schools.
Of, except the swimming one was like that, right?
And you love that as well.
A teenage black girl, I was not swimming and messing with my hair.
Oh, right, okay, of course.
That's
okay.
the one thing course, that didn't get sure. to you.
Ashy, coming out of the pool, ashy,
yes.
your hair's all frizzled up. Oh, no, I was not that girl.
Yeah.
But the athletics.
You loved it.
Did you have, like, one of those U magazine
she's
posters of Zola Bud?
Oh, God, no.
No, but I
wall.
Did have Gail Divas.
Oh, you see... I'm sure when you were running, that's what you were imagining.
I was in the relay team. I was like 100 meters, 200 meters sprint.
So
it was like...
Actually,
great.
Gareth, it was when there was the singing in place that saved me.
Oh, you like that?
I was like,
you enjoyed
well,
that part
let me
of it?
Get some sort of enjoyment out of this whole entire process. So I ended up like leading a lot of the war cries at school.
I'll bet you did. Yeah, but you're also good at that stuff. I mean, you like a little bit. You don't mind the attention.
We
did you bring pom poms, okay. Leah? Did you bring pom poms?
This is one of my unofficial legacies that I'm really proud of. At the end of high school, and mind you, I was in high school at the peak of Glee.
Oh Lord,
Glee the TV
oh,
scene.
Wow.
Okay. That was like
dear.
My inspiration. That is it. So, right in the thick of rugby season of my matric year. I twisted our drama teacher's arm to talk to our principal and the head of sports. You know the same way there's like the Super Bowl halftime show. There's like
you asked them to put on a halftime
I
show.
I said, "Oh my goodness, you know what? There are so many parents who come out and watch the rugby, and we need to boost ticket sales for our concert when the first team is playing." Right in the middle,
yep.
we should have our drama production get onto the ground and like perform, and that will be marketing for our show. I kid you not, it worked. It
so
worked.
Sia was the leader of the Guicho squad at his school.
That was my life. We did that once. And then also, it's still somewhere on the interwebs. Let me see if I can like
what, you
find
on YouTube?
It. We once, oh yes, there we go. We once organized the entire school to spell out our school letters, and we organized this. So we had all of the boys.
But this has become a very competitive thing, right?
And
yeah.
this was 2013, okay?
And you guys started this?
Yeah, well,
wow.
well one of
that's
the
your
first
school,
couple of schools in South Africa, yeah. We had them spell out our letters using our uniforms. If you pull up your blazer, if you pull down your blazer. That was fun to me. Everything else, I was like, ugh, couldn't
okay,
really.
No, well that's quite
really.
Impressive. No, it's sort of almost like the flashing of the name of the school. Very good.
Yeah. But
okay,
sports,
that's
everything else, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hate belonging to any of those things. Gareth, out of interest, what clique did you used to hang out with at school?
Mm.
Library kids, the alternative kids, or were you a solo? No,
the kids at the library are not a clique.
No, they're not.
They're just in the same place at the same time, hiding from the same people.
Oh, yes, right. They are when it's close to exams and you need, like, extra notes and stuff.
No, I didn't belong to any of those cliques. I didn't... I got along with everybody equally. So there were the, like, sports dudes who I was friendly with. Then there was a group of, like, real... geeks who I was also friends with. Then there was this really bad girl. She was like a major rule breaker.
Ooh.
I think they eventually expelled her.
Oh, do you think she's probably has like four kids now?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know what she's doing now. I mean, we haven't stayed in contact, but I liked her as well. So we would sometimes hang together. And then, you know, I just mix it up. I didn't like to belong to any specific group. I didn't want them to think I was theirs or for me to think that I belonged there. It's weird, huh? It's got this, like, inbuilt... I would never have survived in caveman times. In tribal times. I would never have survived.
Or you would have been the only one to survive.
No, I wouldn't have made it because you need the tribe. Everybody needs each other. You know, you can't do everything and everybody has to work together.
Yeah.
You have to move together. You have to build a house together. You have to raise children together. I would have been, I'm not interested in this shit. And then I would have been eaten by some saber-toothed tiger within 10
minutes. Oh, yeah, you would have tried to go at it alone.
Yeah, I would have been dead.
So, live in your own cave.
Yeah, so I've realized...
Can't even make a fire.
Nothing. I would have been a disaster. So.
Can't catch a buck.
Done.
Were you in like a clique?
No. No, but I had one really good friend. Mm. I suppose the two of us were a clique.
Okay.
We were friends from our previous school. So before we came to the German school, we came together into the school, and we were very close.
Mm.
At least all her life, because she's since passed on.
Oh wow!
And it was, she was literally from grade 2. We were friends.
Like your best friend. This is your best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. And you.
So that was my clique.
You had a clique.
Ooh, I had like...
The glee click.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had like 2 or 3 iterations of a click, depending on where I was and what we had to do. Because I wasn't the smartest, but I tried to hang out with the smart kids. And then
That is smart.
Then I wasn't the coolest, but I tried to hang out with the cool kids. Mm-hmm. So like that was a good flow. I navigated school well enough like that. Yeah, but this whole rah-rah camaraderie thing, it makes me think of the story I read yesterday of the school teacher she's a creche teacher who quit her job just so that she could join the box.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's a little of a lot.
It's a bit of a waste of a life because now she doesn't have a job and so, you know, once the euphoria dies down,
what's going to happen? Look, I know we don't want to be the hated ones by saying let's not back the box right now. It's an unpopular opinion. But she asked her boss for a day off so that she could go and see the box driving through Cape Town. They wouldn't give her a day off. So then Cheryl Dean said screw it then, I quit.
Well, don't come asking me for a job, Cheryl Dean.
She says, I wouldn't miss such a golden opportunity to see our national team and my favorite captain, Siya Kolisi. I said, it's okay if I can't have the day off, then I'm out of here. I don't mind not having a job today.
She was a nursery school teacher?
A creche teacher,
okay, she'll find another job.
Says, I don't mind not having a job today means so much for me. There will be other job opportunities.
Oh, she'll be all right.
Okay.
Yeah, people are always looking for, like, nursery. Because who
people
wants
to hand their kids over to?
Right. Who wants to look after someone else's horrible child, right? Especially when you can't...
Not even the ones who brought the children into this earth.
Hell no.
Did you see the bus break down?
What?
The Bok bus broke down
yesterday.
Oh, did it?
That's horrible.
City of Cape Town.
No, this is... I love...
Sabotage.
I love our true South Africanisms creep out every now and then. It's like, of course we wouldn't have things running so smoothly.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's South Africanism. That could happen everywhere.
Yeah,
it is kind of embarrassing, though. So what did they do? Get out and walk?
No, I think it was just a temporary thing.
Oh, okay.
Then we were back up and running again. Oh, shame.
Hey, guess who wants to run for president?
Uh-oh.
In the next election.
Of South Africa?
No,
or just
the United
of the
States.
World.
United States, listen to this.
He's crazy!
When I run for president in 2024, we're going to definitely... No, what y'all laughing at?
It's Kanye West.
Uh-oh.
When I run for president in 2024, we would have created so many jobs that I'm not going to run, I'm going to walk. Yeezy is going into innovation, and we are, you know, we moved the headquarters to Cody, Wyoming. We have a 4,000-acre ranch and a couple other properties out there. We're going to be farming and going seed to sow and have our own cotton hydroponic farm and our own hemp farm and our own wheat farm so we can see every element, just being responsible.
He's talking about his fashion line, right?
Our goal is to bring the manufacturing back to America, South America, and North America, and bring it back stateside, and also to present jobs for people back here.
So, just friends, and he's a good man.
Last year, I was killed by the press for having a difference. Not having a difference in opinion, for having an opinion. So now that I've made it through Vietnam, I'm going to tell you exactly. When the Forbes wants to call me a centimillionaire and people say it's crass to call yourself a billionaire, I might legally change my name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West for a year until y'all understand exactly what it is.
That's going to be so hard to type. Like in an article.
All right, so he's running. He says he's going to run for president in 2024, and he might change his name.
He's been saying that for a while.
He knows
it
how to
still
get.
Still makes him crazy.
He knows how to get attention, huh?
It's not even funny to me anymore.
You don't think so? He annoys you?
Now I really do think he has a little tick going.
No, but we know he's got like mental health issues because Kim has even spoken about this.
Because when you look in the man's eyes.
But it's like everyone is feeding into it and then he's feeding back into it and it's just this unhealthy cycle. You know, Apple has its own channels of content, and Zane Lowe is one of the presenters who hosts these long form interviews for Apple. Yep. And Zane Lowe recently interviewed Kanye West. It was a 2 hour long interview. Firstly, bless your heart if you had the patience to sit through all those 2 hours.
Just sitting through 2 hours with Kanye, I would want to kill myself.
I have only made my way through like less than 15 because I thought this is not...
It's hard work, man.
I am not signing up for this party because he's not okay. And I say good on him if he has these successful businesses. Continue doing that and you don't have to speak out. In just the 15 minutes or less than that I watched, he said that... He was addicted to porn.
Mm-hmm.
His first sexual awakening, I'm paraphrasing here, was at like 5 years old when he found his father's Playboy magazine.
Yes.
He now says that advertising is sex trafficking. Because when you look at a billboard of a shirtless man ripped or like a woman in a bikini, you now have impure thoughts and that's wrong. And so that is why he's now bought this isolated property in the middle of America.
But he's running his church, isn't he, as well? He's got this Sunday church thing that he
does. I now want to call it a cult.
It's a cult.
And it was always.
Yeah.
That whole thing about it. It has every one of the hallmarks.
I would go further.
Cults.
I'd say the Kardashians are a cult.
He's pulling in celebrities because he needs it. You know, it's just...
Yeah, so he says that's why he's moved to the middle of nowhere, because he can't be so inundated with billboards and advertising.
So he's worried that impure thoughts are like entering his head thanks to advertising. Yes. What a nutcase.
So now he just wants to be in the middle of nowhere. He wants to grow plants all around him, wherever this is. I think it's Wyoming or whatnot.
It's always interesting to me that like people want to remove themselves. They have so little faith in their own ability to control what they absorb and what they don't, that they want to stop everybody from doing it.
Mm.
You know, it's like these people who want to ban tobacco advertising or whatever else it is. They're so worried about, well, they pretend to be so worried about everyone else. They're like, oh, but the children. Or, oh, but what about people who don't have the strength? Like, who are you to decide for everybody else that they can't see, you know, an ad with a cigarette? I've watched tobacco advertising my whole life. I grew up in a house where both my parents smoked, my sister smoked. I never, ever watched a tobacco ad and went, you know, that's it. That ad was so good, I'm going to start smoking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just me or does that sound ridiculous? When people go, we've got to ban this because it's so bad for people. They couldn't possibly make the right decision. By the way, these are the same people who usually go, let the people decide. Now, they can't make their mind up. Is it let the people decide or is it ban the people from seeing things that they shouldn't see?
only let them decide from a very limited choice that I have decided.
That I have decided on, right. See what I mean? Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah, three things you can choose from.
Okay. So if you had to choose to either be like Kanye and remove yourself from all the bad influences, live somewhere far away, or live in the middle of all the sin and just choose not to take part in it, or you have to live among the sin and take part of it. Mm. I mean, which one tells you more about your personality than any of the others? You know, if you live among it and you have to partake, you got to sit down and have a chat with somebody and maybe get on some meds.
Yeah.
You know.
Living in the midst of it all as well reminds me of one last thing that he said. He spoke about how our communities are in danger because way back when the church would physically be the center of a community, then you'd have, you know, schools centered around it. Then you'd get houses around that. Right now we have, you know, centers of destruction at the core of our communities. We need churches everywhere, and that's why he's now Christian and he's standing by it.
Yeah, he's a little bit insane.
You know, I love, like, Kim Kardashian had something to promote recently. Mm. You know, she's always pushing something, and I could tell from one of the interviews, I don't think she 100% prescribes to this, because she was saying, well, a marriage is about compromise. You know, you can both have differing viewpoints. Yeah. I'm like, yes, Kim, you are not going to now live off the earth and wear sacks.
No, she's not keen. She's not keen on this at all. Oh, it's so funny. All
right. Anyway, let's see what 2024 brings.
A few messages from people before we get to the five things. Somebody said, I used to love school sports events. The challenge of smuggling in alcohol and weed. Pissing off the other school's head girls and head boys, running away from teachers, hiding from the police. Unfortunately,
The police.
Now, this is very serious stuff from Hermine. She's obviously dangerous. She said, unfortunately, got banned from going to those events in matric. Wow, you really were a badass.
Wow.
Can you speak German, Pumi? That comes from just paying. Yeah. She can speak German. I can vouch for that. I was with her in Germany.
Can you still fluently speak now? Because you don't get many opportunities to practice.
Yeah, but language is just one of those things. I think there are people, like Gareth is one of those people where language is an easy thing for you. It's easy to hear, it's easy to remember, it's easy to learn.
Ooh, some of the time, man.
Yeah, no, I swear, like now you could speak three sentences in Afrikaans to me and I'll pick up four words.
Yeah.
But I was also there for a long time. I was there for 8 years. Mm. So it, like, that is 8 years of learning and speaking a language. It doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It's like,
hey, by the way, this is an interesting point from Inati. One thing about Kanye West is that when he does something, he really does get into it. He throws himself into stuff. So, you know, you can moan about it, but the guy he's committed.
Absolutely.
He goes fully into something, you know? It's spectacular. At the same time, it's very disturbing.
It doesn't make him less crazy.
No, he's totally.
He's like completely fully thrown himself into that too.
Yeah, he's insane. All right, let's go into some things you need to know today. First of all, actor Patrick Shai was shot 11 times by cops during Soweto protest over disconnected electricity, which you've been talking about every day, right?
That story is crazy.
So he was shot by police after trying to intervene during a protest about electricity in Dobsonville. Shai was rushed to Tsepo Temba Hospital after he took 11 rubber bullets from police on Monday. And people think a rubber bullet doesn't do damage. So apparently, speaking from his home in Dobsonville on
yesterday.
Said he was going to do an early television interview and decided to buy some items at a garage at 9 a.m. After buying the items, he noticed that the protest, which had gone on during the weekend, was still on. I moved to the protesters and asked them please not to burn tires on the road. One of the protesters then tried to throw a burning tire on the road. Mm-hmm. One cop tried to take the tire, and I said to the guy, don't do it. But one of the cops simply said, let us show them. I told the cop, you can't say that. I said, this is not the language you should be talking. We should find ways to minimize the potential for violence. Shai then said that the police decided to run back to their cars. He was left standing between the police and the community.
He was basically caught in the middle.
Jesus. I only realized there was trouble when they pulled out their guns from the cars. I raised my hands and begged them not to shoot, but they kept advancing. Instead of engaging me, they fired. I turned around and started running, and I got hit 7 or 8 times, or it's 11 altogether. He was shot in the neck, the back, the leg, and the arms. Jeez, what a... You know, like the... It's no wonder. I mean, to me, the police... See, he's got to sue them, right? He's got to sue the police for this.
He was
doing nothing wrong.
Was trying to help.
And the police run to their cars like a bunch of kids, and they grab their guns, and then they shoot you from a distance. They really... It's just outrageous, right? Durban residents have been warned of a possible flooding as rains have lashed the city. I'm going to be in Durban on Friday. And I heard that there are some roads that are just... They've collapsed.
Washed away.
Yeah.
Sorry.
<It's> scary.
No.
You think this is funny?
No. I saw a friend of mine share a photo of a man in Durban. I'm assuming they know this man. In a It's not a raft, man. What's that little... In a canoe.
Yeah.
In one of the flooded areas.
Canoe.
Yeah, they're like living their best lives. So I'm thinking, okay.
South Africa, no half measures.
Durban, you know, no everyone is everyone is relaxed there. So it's like, not too bad.
The eThekwini City Council on Monday issued a flood warning, and the city's ready and prepared. I mean, you remember those floods that they had?
Was it last year?
Last year, could have been the year before, but where you could see the whole house just washing down.
Yeah, in Pietermaritzburg, Umsunduzi, river.
Hectic, yeah.
Burst its banks, it was...
So apparently the certain areas have been affected, including the north to the inner west, as well as parts of the inner city. It includes Old Main Road, which is westbound, and it's been closed off due to high levels of water. And the M4 between Umhlanga and Sibaya has been affected as part of the ground is washed away.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's a big road. Yeah, M4 is a big road. Motorists urged to use alternate routes. Wow. Hectic.
Oh, shame.
In Harare, new low-denomination banknotes that have been touted by the government as the solution to the cash shortage have crippled Zimbabwe's economy and have failed to arrive. Leaving banks in confusion and customers frustrated.
Shocked.
Yeah, this is this hyperinflation thing. The dearth of cash, along with shortages of staple goods exacerbated by a long drought, has sent inflation to the highest it's been since 2008, estimated at 380% year on year. Where's the money? The government's mouthpiece, the Herald newspaper, said in an online report. The central bank had failed to circulate the new banknotes by the close of business on Monday. Banking executives told Reuters they'd received no new bills.
The impact of all of this, man.
Yeah. And these notes are like a couple of billion dollars. It's just, you know, they made like a $50 billion banknote for Zimbabwe not so long ago. $50 billion.
Yeah, I have one of those at my house.
You do?
Yeah.
I've got one of the...
$50 billion?
Yeah, I've got one of the... I've got one of the $50 million, but I don't have a $50 billion. That's amazing.
What are you going... You just want to keep it.
Yeah, it's something... to frame. That's very interesting. Elon Musk. You want to hear about him?
Absolutely.
What is he doing?
Well...
We always want to hear about Elon Musk.
Business, SpaceX. He sent another 60 satellites into orbit on Monday. Just on Monday. 60 satellites launched. One of many such launches the company hopes to conduct over the next year as it works to build a massive... broadband from space business. Yep, the Falcon 9 rocket carrying the satellites took off from Florida's Canaveral Air Force Station at about 10 in the morning, and about an hour later the company confirmed the satellites had deployed in orbit. SpaceX's internet constellation called Starlink will require hundreds of satellites working in tandem to provide seamless internet connections to people on the ground. The 60 satellites launched on Monday will add to the dozens that were launched in May on the first Starlink flight, and the company plans to launch as many as 24 more missions next year as it builds up the network. So we're going to have all these satellites in the sky. This is the script for the Terminator movies. But really,
I just watched I just watched Terminator with Kanego.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm raising a whole human being here.
So you need to influence him well.
A whole human being. You know, you can't just like let him watch things like Stuart Little.
Right, and of course you're going to scare the Jesus out of him with Terminator.
Yeah, because Terminator is so wholesome. At least I watched Stuart Little and I went and I started speaking to my dogs, waiting for them to respond.
So Elon Musk launched his satellites. And a few years later, all the world was controlled by the machines. They were wiping out humanity.
Starlink.
Shame. Jimmy Carter, that guy, I mean, we were talking about him just the other day, the former U.S. president,
yeah.
Who's 95.
He keeps going.
No.
So he was admitted to hospital in Atlanta to relieve brain pressure in a procedure. It took place at Emory University Hospital Tuesday morning local time. The president is resting comfortably and his wife is with him. The statement said Mr. Carter is the country's oldest living leader. The Democrat was the 39th president, serving one term from 77 to 81. He was defeated by Ronald Reagan. Since leaving the White House, he's remained active, carrying out humanitarian work with his Carter Center in recent years. He old man. He's received the Nobel Prize. He had a broken hip in May after he fell at his home. But after a separate fall, he made a public appearance at a charity event in October with a black eye. Didn't look good.
Yeah.
But you know, this happens to old people. It just shows you can be a former president and you can struggle.
Get old.
Yeah,
you'll get old regardless.
Get old,
no,
sorry.
There's no way around it.
You know, we're talking about, last week we were talking about 2020. Like being the future. So
yes.
This is my new thing that I'm, and SpaceX, now mm-hmm. that we're talking about SpaceX, it's one of the things I totally want to see. I am now.
You want to see a rocket
weekly
launch?
Entering the competition to go to the World's Fair in Dubai next year.
Oh, you're into this, huh?
What?
Okay, well, I've seen the ads. Sure.
But you know they have it every year, right?
So sure.
This year they had it in Beijing.
Right.
But it's like the 2021 is quite a thing. It's like...
I saw the...
And also it's going to be in Dubai, guys.
Yeah, no, it's going to be spectacular because you know they won't spare a single cent, right?
Jeez. It's over like... Diwali and Christmas and New Year. It's because it goes on for a very long time.
You want to go at the end of next year?
It is next year. It starts in October next year or something like that. October,
right.
Whatever. And goes until 2021. So it kind of straddles the years. Y'all, SpaceX, I'm going to be there. Gonna check it out. It's so exciting for me because I think the 2020 thing and all of the exciting things that are happening with robotics, with SpaceX. I'm sure Tesla and SpaceX are gonna be there.
No, for sure.
Certain that you know, and also just kind of all of the exciting things that people are doing with 3D printing. That stuff's gonna. I mean, the World's Fair, guys. The first time people saw ice cream cones was at a World's Fair.
So yeah, this,
really?
Yeah, this
what
is
what a bizarre
fact. It's been going on for like 100 years.
I want to actually use that fact this
it's been
week.
Going on forever. I mean, the
I
World's
love how,
Fair
I love how
is Pumi's
so excited about this.
Thing. Yeah.
Who would have thunk?
No, good for you, Pumi.
I was also looking on the notes of SpaceX. It's bound to happen, but now there's a whole push for these big companies to start putting money into space hotels.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be the new trend. There's a company based in the States who's gunning to have a space hotel available by 2022.
They'll probably have showrooms in Dubai.
And just by the way, if you are thinking that you'd love to go and take a holiday in the middle of space, just for a cool 5 days, you'd be looking at about $1 million.
Oh, wow. So no cheap, okay.
Nope.
Nope.
And you're going there, you have to eat very particular food to you.
They have this dried, compressed food.
Yes.
Horrible.
You'd have to take sponge baths. You'd have to use vacuum toilets. And this is all by 2020.
You see, this is where I'm thinking, why would I put myself...
2022.
Why would I put myself through this? Why would I want to go and eat this horrible food? You know, in this confined space. I don't have any desire to go to Mars or to go into space like all these people who... Yeah, I know people who are so excited about going into space. Mm. I'm not interested.
I sometimes think maybe I'm just not ambitious enough.
So you can but look it really back isn't a thrill and see to me. The blue planet.
I can see the pictures you'll take. You know, it's like those friends of yours who go to the edge of a volcano.
Those
people who go to the edge of a volcano and they're like, oh, it's amazing. Or they deep sea dive into these caves that I would be shitting myself to go into. And they come back and look at this amazing fish I saw down there. I'm like, good for you. I get to see the fish from your pictures. I'm okay with that.
And have no like threat of danger in the process.
I didn't get the bends and start to asphyxiate. And I don't have to go into space and worry about floating out into the vacuum.
Exactly.
No, thank you.
Look, I know it matters for some people to be there to really soak everything in, but for me, no, not at all.
Yeah, you guys go ahead.
Look, there's another...
For me, I can see you want to. You can go to space on sea on my behalf, okay? How about
yes.
that?
Yes. Live.
I don't have any money to put towards this trip for you, but you can go regardless.
You know what living is for me? Living for me isn't those bizarre moments that you are hoping for in space. Living for me is the norm. I like driving into work in the morning and thinking about, you know, important things and getting my mind a little distracted, making a cup of coffee here in the morning. I'm happy with life is good, you know.
Yes.
I'm not looking to be shot into space at a million kilometers an hour in a rocket that's filled with liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen. No, thank you.
And still
very
have
much.
To risk your life
oh,
in the
hell,
process.
Hell no.
Listen to more of this. So there's also the option, by the way, this company is called Orion Span. This is who is working towards these space hotels. They can host 6 people at a time, including crew members.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bump up the 5-day visit to a 12-day visit, that would cost you about $9.5 million.
Hmm.
People can already put down an $80,000 deposit to join a wait list for reservations. And Orion Span accepts Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. That's if you don't have cash and you want to trade differently. Sure. Within 72 hours of opening the wait list, Orion Span said it had sold 4 months worth of reservation deposits. So, Gareth, clearly there are more Sysprimis than there are you and I in the world.
You guys are all, you can all go together. Pumi, you can lead the charge. I'm very happy. I won't feel neglected. I won't feel left out.
But I guess it's also about the experience overall. To me, it sounds too much like a working holiday, but once you are on these space hotels, you would have to work as a team to make sure that everyone is okay and safe and that the hotel is operating. What?
No, you see, again, like,
where's
awful.
A space spa? Why do I?
Hey, guys.
It's coming.
No. Hey, guys, Dumisho here. I just wanted to say thank you for the episodes on How's It China. I'm currently doing business in China for the whole of November, mainly supervising and performing processing of remote sensing and seismic data collected from offshore all over the world.
Seismic data.
The data is for some of the coolest projects. We're cleaning the seabed for laying of internet cable across continents. After listening to How's It China, I felt like I knew what to expect. It's my first time here, and I'm glad I had that information. I'm in a small town called Qinhuangdao, and after a week, I don't get the curious looks from the locals. Everyone is nice and kind, the food is delicious, and I'm enjoying every minute until I have to use a bathroom, which is a nightmare.
That
but isn't
is
that nice?
Magnificent. Wow. Yeah. Everything about that makes to me so immensely cool, like charting seismic activity.
Isn't that cool?
In the middle of a village in China.
I know. Sounds like a genius.
That seems like a lot of hard work as well, Dumisho Shucks.
But isn't that cool?
You are really working. No, it's hard
good
work.
Good for him. That's beautiful. All right. Well,
amazing.
Thanks, dude. I, you know, I appreciate that. We put these shows together sometimes, and we're never really sure whether people are enjoying them or whether they're making a difference.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's good to hear. my Terminator. I love the movies, especially the second one where Sarah Connor is again confronted by her demon, but this time he's there to protect her. That's from Riet.
Yeah, boy.
Sarah Connor.
When was the big, what were the big years for Terminator?
Oh.
Was that like the 80s or the 90s?
90s. The Space Hotel sounds like a way to get rid of millionaires. That's from Brendan.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I wanted to tell you about millionaires.
Tell us.
Wait, give me a second.
Oh, you've got something to tell us? All right.
I don't think millionaires would want to, would just risk it that much.
Oh, yes.
They're probably trying to get away from us.
What, millionaires don't like us?
Yeah, they're probably trying to get away from us.
Because I'm always fascinated at what people are doing and how the world is like stacking up. And you know, because there are lists everywhere.
Sure,
everything,
of course, yeah.
Right? So like people seen the Forbes list and whatever. I've been listening to a lot of Reid Hoffman's podcasts.
Uh-huh. He's the founder of LinkedIn.
He's the founder of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's a smart dude.
Because he owns great, he's actually Silicon Valley's most successful venture capitalist.
Oh, really? Wow.
Most successful.
That I did not know.
Because he started Greylock, and Greylock is a venture capital company.
Jeez.
You look at all of this, the things that Greylock owns. And then I was like, what is this guy? So he is worth $1.8 billion US dollars.
So enough.
Wowzers.
$1.8 billion US dollars, right? Mm-hmm. We're not going to translate it into our South African monopoly money.
Right.
Thanks for diminishing our economy.
I was blown away by the fact that he's only number 1,349 on the Forbes 2019 billionaires list.
So this is Reid Hoffman, the most successful venture capitalist, but he's way down on that list.
1,349 with 1.8 billion US dollars.
Does this mean that all those other people who are on that list, this means they are way richer than him and we don't even know who some of these people are?
Yeah.
Jesus. And the impact that these people could have, well, already they do have a lot of impact, but, you know, who knows what could happen if they banded up together and said, actually, let's not invest here. Let's put out all of our money into this GDP. They would.
So, and understand that Forbes list is not the list of rich people. It's the list of billionaires. Like 1,349
billionaire.
He just
I'm just saying, as your big ambition is to marry rich.
Yes.
That these.
There's 1,000.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Print out that list for me.
There's a huge number.
Print out that list and give me a highlighter right now.
I used to look at that list and I was always fascinated by how people made their money. And the weirdest thing is, like, a lot of people in that Forbes billionaires list, they're not people who've come up with some amazing cure for a disease or some brilliant invention that automatically, I don't know, dispenses medical care to people or anything really insane. Some of it is just they sell and they buy groceries.
Like nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Like what?
I can't wrap my head around that amount of money.
Can you write that number down? Do you know how many zeros?
Just no. Here's my daily Oprah mention for yesterday. I heard
she's a billionaire.
Oh,
is she?
For years and years and years. No. I heard Gayle King, Oprah's friend, talk about the recent donation that Oprah made to Morehouse College, which is a university in the States.
Historically and how, black.
Yeah, now she has totaled her donation to $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
She donated like $12 million US dollars 30 years ago. And most recently, she was called to the university. They were going to honor her with a portrait. And while she was on the way there and she went, she was greeted so warmly at the university. And she liked how all of the men were dressed there in suits and how they all were so eloquent. She thought right there on the spot to go, wow, what impressive young men. I'm going to donate $13 million.
just 13 million, just like that.
You know, the same way you decide, maybe I need to stop by the store and get milk on my way home.
I'm going to give the car guard five, right?
I'm always interested in this stuff, though. I mean, so I'm looking at the list now. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go from number 10, let's say. So number 10 is Larry Page, right, who started Google along with Sergey Brin. But Sergey Brin's only 14. He's got 49.8 billion. Larry's got 50.8 billion. So he's a whole billion richer than Sergey. Then Michael Bloomberg, who may run for president. He's at 55 billion. He's seriously rich. Mark Zuckerberg, 62 billion. Larry Ellison, who started Oracle, right? He is at 62.5 billion. Then Amancio Ortega, he's from Spain. He started Zara.
Oh, yes. You see, once again, it's a simple idea.
And he did that he didn't inherit money. He did that during his lifetime. Mm. You think it's impossible, and then you hear about guys like this. Then Carlos Slim Helu, who's from Mexico. He's the telecoms guy. He's at number 5. He's got 64 billion. Then there's Bernard Arnault, who is the LVMH dude.
Oh, yeah, that's the every family.
Every time any of you people buy a Louis Vuitton bag Louis Vuitton or any of that shit, it's going straight to Bernard Arnault, who's in France. He's the fourth richest man in the world, $76 billion.
Yes, they have a conveyor belt from every store straight into his bedroom.
Sure, right. And he just counts the money like Scrooge McDuck. Warren Buffett's at number 3, $82.5 billion.
And Warren Buffett, this is one of my favorite stories with Warren Buffett. A, he eats a McDonald's burger every single day.
Really?
Every single day. He eats a McDonald's burger. And two, when he invested in Wrigley's, you know, the chewing gum,
yeah.
He was like, because even with all the technological advances that the world is seeing right now, people still chew gum the same way they always have.
That's interesting. Such a clever guy.
Another simple way to look at it and make money.
Right?
But he's famous for, he only invests in products he actually uses and understands. Mm. Like, that's clever. Bill Gates is at number 2. He's worth $96.5 billion.
Dum-da-da-dum.
And number 1 is Jeff Bezos, $131 billion.
Retailer.
Amazon. Amazing, right? Jesus, it's just...
But also, so a couple of things. One, all these people are still alive, and all these people have made their money in this lifetime. In this one lifetime that they've had.
Right.
Like when Warren Buffett started his investment company, he called it Buffett and Father.
Oh.
No, but I mean, look,
Daddy wasn't
you're right.
There.
So Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Bernard Arnault, Carlos Slim Helu, Amancio Ortega, Larry Ellison, Mark Zuckerberg, all of these guys, none of this is inherited money. The first inherited money we get is the Waltons and Francois Bettencourt, who's the L'Oreal heiress.
Yeah.
Right. She's worth $49 billion. She's at number 15. Sure. Then the Waltons are 16, 17, and 18.
You know, that's a great thing to inherit from your parents, apart from just bad billions. Teeth.
Are you going to leave the studio
and a receding hairline?
Like, are you going to leave the studio and call your parents and ask them about
it? Here's an interesting thing, right? So the Waltons, who own Walmart, so they're at number 16, 17, and 18. That's Jim, Alice, and Rob Walton, okay? Each of them has got $44 billion. So you add them together, and they are richer than Jeff Bezos. Mm. You add the three Waltons together, they've got more money than Jeff Bezos. Holy shit. That's quite something. I mean, we're talking tons and tons of money here. You couldn't spend $50 billion in a lifetime if you tried. You could not spend it.
Yeah, like I saw somebody talking about, you know, Gareth, one of your pet peeves, you and Canton, about this taxing of the super rich.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody who had calculated that if that was put into effect, the tax that Bill Gates would have to pay and what he would have left would still be enough for him to spend $260,000 a day for the next 50 years.
Well, Elon Musk is poor, huh? He's only down at number 40. Poor guy, Elon Musk, he's only got $22 billion.
Guy, did I not just tell you?
I'm listening to you.
There are people here that are number 1,340.
Rupert Murdoch's worth a measly $19 billion. He's at number 52.
Shame.
Poor dude. He's got no money.
Look, Elon has his supermodel mother to rely on. It's fine.
Now, did we talk about the mother?
No, you didn't. She's been one of my secret obsessions easily for like the past 2 years.
I didn't know about this woman. Sia told me. And then he showed me a picture of her. Elon Musk's mother is like one of the best looking older women you've ever seen in your life. It's like the silver fox. Yes. She's a model. She models.
She's at 71 years old.
Jesus.
Her name is Mae Musk.
Yeah.
And she's like a serious model, has like endorsement deals, will do like ad campaigns around the world. Even though if you Google her, they call her a Canadian model. I watched an ad of hers, and that's what reminded me a couple of weeks ago. And sy klink baie regtig Afrikaans.
Oh, does she sound Afrikaans?
Yeah,
she was older when she lived.
Okay.
I think it is.
And like Elon.
I think it's like one of these cosmetic brands that she was modeling for, and you know, like they have taglines like, because you're worth it, but with her and her Afrikaans accent.
But what an incredible woman.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Good for her. And she's still making it happen because, you know, yeah, she just has the looks that still work for her to this day. The shape of her face, her striking eyes. She has this gorgeous, like, pixie haircut. So Mae Musk.
Good for her. Listen, I love that. I love seeing him. And clearly this is a talented family because it's not just Elon and his brother. The mom is also doing her thing. And she's doing her thing without having to rely on her kids or vice versa. Someone asked here, is Jeff Bezos still the richest after giving half to his wife after the divorce? That's amazing. That's from Sandile. Yeah, I think even if he's given a substantial amount, it's fine. Amazon's making plenty.
She'll appear on the list too soon.
Yes. Yeah.
The difference between 1 million and 1 billion is insane. 1 million seconds is 11.5 days, and 1 billion seconds is 31.5 years. Think about that.
Magnificent.
What a great comparison.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, Pod.
Thank you for that. Mm.
Jeff should be half of that, right, with the divorce. Yeah, a lot of people interested in how much she got. Shockingly, there are no women in the top 10 and no blacks. This is a point from Cucho. Yeah,
they're still.
Well, you know what I'm upset about? I'm not in that top 10. That's what I'm upset
Although,
about.
Although, Gareth, take heart, because how many of that top 10 are in media?
Really?
Yeah, go back.
You think? So Jeff Bezos isn't in media. Bill Gates isn't in media. Warren Buffett's not in media. Carlos Slim is in telecoms.
Yeah, so media.
Mark Zuckerberg's in Facebook,
which is media. You know they made
Bloomberg. Yeah,
70% of their income from advertising last year. Advertising, they're a media company.
All right, and then Google and Bloomberg. All right, fine, fair enough. There's a few, but listen.
So convergence of everything you do: telecoms, social media.
Thanks for the pep talk.
On, Gareth.
From your mouth to God's ears.
You can do it, Gareth. You can do it still.
Yeah.
And one of South Africa's.
I'd like that. I'd
so
really
one of
like that.
South Africa's like rich guys who also over a period of one lifetime has lived a hell of a legacy passed away yesterday. Alan Gray.
Mm. Oh, did Alan Gray die yesterday?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, he was on this list for sure, right?
Alan Gray has made a serious dent also in one lifetime.
And he also made a lot of other people money with his investment businesses.
Lots of other people money.
Sure.
And they still, you know, they look after a whole lot of people's investments and kind of what people are hoping to retire on, pension funds and all of that kind of stuff.
I really loved with all of the tributes that I saw on social media yesterday around Alan Gray. A lot of people who were beneficiaries
of his, he was a big philanthropist.
Mm. who's saying, I wouldn't have my degree if it wasn't for him. I wouldn't be where I was if it wasn't for him. So that is really heartwarming to see. 81 that's, years old.
That's amazing. He, apparently, he gave away $9 billion just a few years ago all at once. $9 billion.
See, we want to see.
You know, I just want to do that. Not to make myself sound so like fluffy and whatnot, the thrill of just being able to give away.
The point is, and here's the other thing about them, right, is that they, because it's not inherited money, it really is money that has been made over a working life.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't too late, y'all. If you're driving to work this morning, it ain't too late.
But Pumi, how did... I just like,
Gareth, you know, this is meant to inspire you.
I know, but I just like to make
right
the first...
Right now I can tell.
How do I make the first billion? After that, it seems like it's pretty easy, but the first billion.
No, you just you keep at it. You have heart, and you dream big, and you fight for it.
Well, we're going to meet a guy just now.
Yeah, that's someone to talk to.
Yeah, we talked to Elby. Mm-hmm. So Elby Geldenaes is the guy who started USN, right? And he's done this in his lifetime. I mean, he is living this amazing life now. He was a policeman. He spent 6 years in the police service as a forensic artist.
How crazy.
He once went into sales, it was then known as the Health and Racket Club in Hatfield, and decided, you know what, we should make these supplements for people who want to eat the right kind of thing that gives them, you know, a certain level of fitness, muscle development, all the rest of it.
Mm.
Built this business up. The guy's now got, I don't know, a couple of 6 to 7 figures in the bank. Who knows?
I got so sucked into his story yesterday. Wowzers.
And he's, dude, this is what I'm saying, right? So if you understand that it's not going to happen overnight.
Sure.
And if you understand that it is about consistently showing up and fighting hard.
Yeah.
Right? Then he started it in 1999. Come on, guys.
It's not that long ago.
Come on, guys.
All right. Well, we'll meet Elby and talk to him a little bit about this.
Are you going to be looking for a rich guy for 20 years, or are you just going to work for it?
See, I might actually try and earn his own money at some point.
CliffCentral.com.